Let's pray. God, may we hear your words tonight. May we be moved to do something to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And bread is both a symbol of life and something that is necessary for life. Bread means nourishment to someone who is hungry. Jesus talked about bread and nourishment to people who sometimes, maybe often, wondered where their next meal was coming from or when it was going to arrive. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. We don't really get that, do we? Hunger isn't something most of us ever have to deal with. As a matter of fact, instead of getting hungry or going without food, getting hungry again and again, we're looking for ways to eat less, right? We're not hungry. We're stuffed. We're always finding ways or trying to find ways to get unstuffed. We're a nation bent on diet, weight loss. We have Christian weight loss. We have scientific weight loss. We have miracle weight loss pills. We have the grapefruit diet, low-carb diet, Dr. Phil's diet, Pat Robertson's diet, the celebrity juice diet, the zone diet, and even the bread for life diet. How are we supposed to understand a promise never to be hungry? Although maybe the people that Jesus was talking to didn't get it either. He reminded them of how God provided manna from heaven to the people in the wilderness. They were dependent on that manna for nourishment. They had just experienced the feeding of the 5,000 when all they started with was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So maybe they weren't thinking about being hungry either. And I guess that even the fullest of us do experience hunger pangs sometimes. Even if those hunger pangs don't and can't compare with someone who never gets enough to eat, even in our diet-crazed society, we do get a sensation of hunger. We need something to fill us up. And then, when we're looking for something to fill us up, maybe it's not food. We go looking for that elusive thing, whatever that may be, to get us satisfied. Like, when I'm thinner, I'll be satisfied. When I have more money, I'll be satisfied. When I look better, I'll be satisfied. When I get a better car, I'll be satisfied. When I get a promotion, I'll be satisfied. When I get my prayers answered, I'll be satisfied. The people were following Jesus because they heard of the miracles that he had performed. And Jesus, here in the scripture reading, he was a bit miffed that they came not because they understood what he did to be signs of God's presence, but rather so that they could be satisfied by whatever Jesus did to fill them up. And I think that when we thank God for our blessings, that we have enough to eat, that we have enough money, that we have been able to lose weight or buy a new car, or that we're healthy when we once were ill, we're thanking God because we're satisfied. We're filled up. And really, what's wrong with thanking God for our blessings? Isn't that what this holiday, Thanksgiving, is all about? Being thankful is what we're supposed to do, especially when the alternative of saying things like, "I don't have to thank anyone, I deserve this," is so offensive. But there's something more in this Bible reading tonight. It's toward the end. The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Life to the world. And I wonder, what kind of life does God give to the world? Because, you know, we have much, but in our world there is famine. So is that life? And we have much, but in our world there is war and devastation. Is that life? And we have much, but in our world there is too much illness and death. And is that life? What does it mean that God gives life to the world? Is it eternal life? Is it life only to the ones who are lucky enough to live in a land of plenty? What does it mean? And you know what? I don't have a satisfying answer for that. In our world where we have enough and others don't, I don't have a satisfying answer. And in our world where we live in peace while others don't, I don't have a satisfying answer. In our world where children die from hunger and disease, I don't have a satisfying answer. But here's what I do have to offer. This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He has sent. I think that Jesus' point in our reading, and the point tonight, is if we didn't have the blessings, the stuff, would we still be able to be thankful? Jesus was calling the ones who were following Him for the stuff to think deeper, to really believe in Him. And I think that as we come to genuinely and authentically believe in Jesus, the one whom God has sent us, we'll see how the stuff continually fades and this bread of life that brings life to the world never goes away. And while we're on the journey to discovering that, because we may not get it now and we may not ever get it, but we're moving toward getting it. And while we're on the journey toward getting it, understanding it, living it, we can share that life. The life that God gives. We can share that life with others. See, I can't answer the questions in our minds about how can we change the world so that hunger and disease and war will be gone. Can't answer that. And I can't answer other questions like how can we thank God for what we have when there's so much hunger and there's so many problems in the world because the world doesn't have enough. How can we thank God for what we have when there's so much that others don't? So I think we're going to leave here tonight with questions. Things we have to ponder, and things that we will be moved to do this Thanksgiving season. And in all of it, I hope that we remember two rules, the two rules that Jesus gave us. Love God, love one another, and we can trust God to be the author. We can trust God to be the one that starts. We can trust God to be the one that guides. We can trust God to be the author of what we do as God continues to give life to the world. Amen.